Joined now on KNEB with Bridgeport's Jared Dean. Coach, you've been the head coach there since 2010. Got the news last night that you'd tendered your resignation. School board accepted it at their last meeting. Why the decision now? Why was it time to step away from Bridgeport Bulldog football?
Well, Chris, it was a real tough decision. I've always really loved the game of football from the time I was playing to the time I took over as a head coach. And I always loved working with those kids and just being able to continue with the game. But my family's getting older, and they're starting to get involved in a lot more things around school and activities. And it was just a time where I felt that right now that's a little more important to watch my family grow up and be able to be there for those things that they're doing. And that you never get that time back with your own kids, and so I didn't want to miss out on it.
Yeah, family trumps all, but as a Bridgeport guy who's been in charge of this program, it had to have been tough to actually get to the final decision and say, yep, I've made it, and this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of good kids along the way. There's a lot of good kids still in the program and a lot of good kids to come. That's one of the things. But the great thing about my job is being an elementary PE teacher, I get to see what's coming up through the grades. And there's a lot of good kids coming, and I'm going to miss it for sure. But football's always going to be there. And maybe down the road, if I decide that I miss it too much, I can maybe hopefully, they'll let me come back. But as an assistant or something along the lines. But right now, it's just that time that I'm not going to get back with my kids, and I just want to make sure that I'm there to be able to see them through.
So not only you stepping away from the head job, but they've named Jeremy Reimers as the new head coach. He spent, you told me last night, the last two seasons on staff with you as the defensive coordinator. Tell us a little bit about the new head coach and Jeremy Reimers.
I feel really good about where Coach Reimers is with, stepping into this program. The kids respect him. He's got a lot of energy and he's young and passionate about the game of football. And he was with the McCook football program for a while and very, very good program. So he brings a lot of good things to the table, and he brought a lot of good things in the last 2 years. Defensively, we were really playing good football, I thought, playing to another level. And he helped offensively as well. He helped add some things to our game that made us a lot more dynamic. And I'm really excited with him taking the program over. I think the kids are excited to work for him. And I think it's going to be a lot of success to continue.
Let's see, your first year was 2010. You had a couple of playoff seasons in 2013, 6-3, 2015 at 6-4. Those will have to stand out, I'm guessing, as some memorable moments. What about those years, some of those kids, some of those accomplishments really comes to the forefront when you start to think about things?
Yeah, those were definitely some special years, not only because we were successful with our winning seasons, but also we made the playoffs, and it was those first years where they cut back to only the 16 teams in C2. So it was extra special to make it to that last 16. So to be good enough to get into playoffs at that time, it was really special. But along the whole line, if I look back at from the first year I started to this last year, every year had some special kids and interacting with those kids at practice, during games, seeing their successes. That's the thing that I'm going to miss. But they're going to continue to have success, and I wish them nothing but the best of luck.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier some good kids still in the program or coming up set to join the program with Coach Reimers in charge. What do you think the future of Bridgeport football looks like, knowing the type of kids you have coming through the system?
I really like the direction that we're headed. I thought that we took a really big jump as far as getting kids into the weight room this last summer, and Coach Reimers is a large part of that. And so I look to that for that to continue. There's a lot of kids coming back. We lose some key seniors, but there's a lot of good kids coming back, good skill position kids, some young kids that are, still have 2 years under their belt that are really starting to figure the system out. And I really think that it's going to go up from here. And I just, the timing was right. You don't want to leave a program in desperation, you know. So I think that this was the timing was right for this, and I think they're gonna be just fine.
You know, I know when we spoke late in the summertime during fall camp and things like that, one of the topics we were touching on was just all the changes going around out here in the Panhandle with high school football. So many of the teams you've been playing over the years now down at the 8-man level. How much longer can Bridgeport play 11-man football, Coach?
Well, you know, in talking with Coach Reimers, I think they're going to try to stick it out as long as they can. But at some point, you know, I think we're going to have to assess the situation. You know, what's best for these kids? You know, if they're going to continue to have us traveling, you know, halfway across the state, 4 hours here, 5 hours there, and continually doing that on a week-to-week basis, we might have to evaluate that. But you know, at this point, that's going to be up to Coach Reimers and up to our administration. And I think, you know, when that decision comes, they'll just have to look to see, you know, what's going to be the best thing for our kids, what's going to put them in the most successful situations and be the best thing for them.
Finishing up with now former head football coach at Bridgeport High, Jared Dean. Coach, just congrats on making this decision. I know it's got to be tough, but with family in mind, I'm sure when you got down to it, it was sort of easy. I know you were always willing to pick up the phone if I text, wanted to give you a call, get something done, always helpful with the pregame show and things like that. So from me to you, a big thanks for your help over the years. So congratulations on your decision. Best of luck as you stay moving forward there with Bridgeport and more family time. And if there's anything you need from us ever down the line, just holler, man.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Chris. And I thank you for all your coverage. And it's always been fun working with you guys.
All right. Well, best of luck. And I'll let you get to your day, Coach. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Chris.